Well, God's word for today, well, read 1 Corinthians 15. Jesus is alive, and Paul says, He appeared to me. We should be able to say that in our own soul if we've trusted Christ. You know, He appeared to me. He has changed my life. And toward the end of that chapter, Paul addresses Christians, and he says, beloved brothers and sisters. I don't know if anybody's addressed you that way yet this morning, but God would. Beloved brothers and sisters. And the wind was blowing real hard this past week. Let's say the wind blew off the roof, almost did, and the sky opened up, and a voice from heaven began to speak to you, and a dove came down out of heaven and lighted on your shoulder and said, Beloved. You know, that happened when Jesus was baptized, and Paul uses the same word, beloved, that the Father used when speaking about Jesus. So when the Lord looks at you, you know, with the same heart and affection that He has for Jesus Himself and says, beloved, son or daughter, He really wants us to hear that. Beloved son or daughter. And that can change your life, seeing yourself in the truth of that way. Dearly loved one, every day the Father, Son, Holy Spirit gets together. And just like in Genesis when they said, let us do something. Let us make man in our image. You know, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit gets together and says, let us love our dear, beloved son or daughter. That's you. And to know that love, that strength, and as Max Lucado said, to walk with God and fall asleep next to Him and wake up in His presence. Let God love you throughout this day and throughout your life. For all eternity, He'll be doing that. And we could say thanks by the life yielded to Him. And so Paul says, hey, beloved brother and sister. Then he says this, be steadfast. Jesus is alive, so be steadfast. I love the word steadfast because it reminds me of getting your feet planted for some big adventure. Yeah, hunkered down, hand to the plow, don't look back kind of person. Are you that kind of person with the Lord? Steadfast. If somebody would know of your walk with Christ, would they say, that guy or gal is steadfast? The opposite would be inconsistent, not reliable, steadfast. My generation was known as the generation that didn't finish anything. Okay, that's where we picked that up. It's just probably lack of internal discipline. Didn't finish our broccoli, didn't finish our homework. Didn't finish the job that was set before us. Supposedly in our country, people hold their jobs for about 3.5 years. And they say, that's enough. Or the boss says, that's enough. And that's not healthy, you know, for a life. And so, are you steadfast? And I used to, in school, notice some of the better students would skip class and still do fine. You know, on the outward with their grades, and I have to fight hard just to get a C plus sometime. And I always wonder why didn't they go to class? Why weren't they consistent or steadfast? And so God asked us that question, and He really wants to build that quality into our lives. And looking at church life, are you steadfast in regards to worship? You know, your heart is, I'll be there. Can you go to 4 worship services in a row and not miss? And we look at people in their participation in worship, it's often hard to find, even though they're steadfast people, it's often hard to find folks who are steadfast over 4 weeks or 10 weeks. Often it's just, you know, well, I got something else to do. I was talking to a couple yesterday. I think I'm coming, but I was invited here, and Cousin Millie's coming over, and you know, there's a sale at Kohl's, and all the reasons. But the Lord invites us to be steadfast and seek Him. That's a quality He would like to build into us. Can I get you to be steadfast in worship? I asked myself that question, and I answered, no, I cannot. But God can. God can. If you know you're loved by Him, you say, I will be a steadfast believer walking with the Lord. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure, the song says, while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock that cannot move, grounded, firm, and deep in the Savior's love. I don't know about you, I like to hang around people who love me. Get close to the Lord because He loves you. So be steadfast, Paul said. Can you be steadfast in prayer? Jesus said to the followers in Gethsemane, can you pray with me for 1 hour? And they couldn't do it. They needed the Lord's help. But be steadfast. And then Paul says, be immovable. Another word of strength. Better have your anchor somewhere if you're going to be immovable. Standing for the truth. Contending for the faith, Jude said. Take a stand. In regards to the truth of the Christian life. Be immovable in regards to the second coming of Christ. One of the fellows prayed at the first service, come soon, Lord Jesus. You know, have that hard attitude. Love this phrase, prepare for last things by concentrating on first things. Do you really want Jesus to return? Then concentrate on first things. Prayer. Love for God. Love for people. Taking His word to folks who need that. Jesus, when He talked about His second coming, He said about five times, be alert and pray. Be alert and pray. Be alert and pray. Immovable with that kind of commitment. Jesus asked, when the Son of Man comes, would He find faith on earth? Would He find steadfast, immovable children? You know, everything about our lives around us calls us away from that. But God calls us to that. When I was a child, we had a toy you might have had. It was a blow-up toy that you were supposed to hit. I think it was called Bozo the Clown. You blew it up with air, and it was sand at the bottom. And you tackled the thing, and it would jump back up. And you hit the thing, and it would jump back up. And it was just, you could do that for 4 hours, you know, and learn consistency or something. But it was immovable. It kept bouncing back. Could you be a person who bounces back to follow Christ in spite of difficulties? You may have been, you know, not steadfast in the past. You could be that way. You could be immovable. I love the an old chorus that says, though all hell assail me, I shall not be moved. Jesus will not fail me. I shall not be moved. Like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Be immovable. William Carey, father of modern missions, said this. He said, by God's grace, I had the privilege of being a plodder. You know what a plodder is? P-L-O-D-D-E-R. One step at a time, keep on going in the same direction over the long haul. He said, I persevere, and to this I owe everything. Be immovable as a Christian. The living Lord calls you to that. And then abounding in the Lord's work. This is the adventure part. Steadfast, immovable, abounding in the Lord's work. Children loved by God. Your labor with the Lord is not in vain. So how's your ministry with the Lord going this week? And don't say, I know what He's talking about. He's talking about the Sunday school class I'm teaching, or the nursery I was at, or the usher thing I did, or sang a few songs. But what the Bible means in your ministry with the Lord is really what you do throughout the week, what God calls you to. Because you're that plumber on the job, or teacher on the job, or you're a gardener, or you take care of farming. You're working with God. He's the undercover boss with you. You know, He's there. And you don't have to teach Him anything. He's teaching you something. Abounding in your work with the Lord. Paul said, I try to make myself a slave to everybody so that people could know Christ. Boy, what consistency Paul said had. He said, if I'm with a Jewish person, I fit in with the Jewish people. Gentile, fit in with the Gentiles. Hindu, fit in with the Hindus. Buddhist, fit in with the Buddhists. Why? So that I can point people to Christ, abounding in God's work. You do it for the sake of Christ. And the consistency, the joy, the coming at it, William Wilberforce, who worked for the abolition of slavery, and the gals are going to sing a little bit of Amazing Grace here. He spoke out against slavery a long time before it was changed. 27 years. You think in your own heart, what have you been committed to for 27 years? You say, I'm committed to that. I'm committed to him. I'm steadfast, immovable, abiding in his work. Wilberforce was short in stature. We call him the short one, but they said the short one has become a whale. He's become a whale in his impact. And God can use you like that because you're loved. Because with Christ, he can make you those things. And think about the way Jesus is. Jesus with you is really steadfast. He is immovable. He abounds in great work. So we work with him as he's a living Savior. We're going to praise his name some more. Vicki, thank you for leading us to our next psalms.